Chapter 10, A Close Call.
Tony, Tony, are you all right?
Repeats Trish, shaking him. At first, Tony doesn't react. Then, slowly, he lifts his head.
Trish, what? What happened?
We hit the traffic lights,
says Stacy.
Are you okay?
The brakes,
says Tony.
The brakes don't work. It's strange. Oh, look at my mum's car. It's a wreck.
Don't worry about that now, Tony. Let's leave the car here and call a taxi. We all need to go home and rest.
Caper said I was next,
says Tony slowly.
This situation is getting really dangerous. I'm scared.
Don't think about it now,
says Stacy.
Let's just go home.
The next day, Tony, Ricky and Stacy arrive at Trish's house after lunch. Trish is sitting at the computer. She types a new username and starts writing the message to Eric Kaplan. 2_hyperlink_caper@whosmail.com_ from_hyperlink_coolguy@whosmail.com_ Subject, change of username. Eric, it's P. I have a new username. The old one wasn't safe anymore. We must be very careful. No one must be able to connect us to the accidents. C and A aren't going to do anything. They're too scared. They're ready to quit the team, I think. But we need to cover our tracks. Let's talk tomorrow after school. Cool guy.
There,
says Trish.
Now let's see if Eric or Caper replies and gives us some written proof.
She sends the email. The friends go to make some coffee. When they come back, there is a reply to their message. It says, 2_hyperlink_coolguy@whosmail.com_ from_hyperlink_caper@whosmail.com_ Subject, change of username. Cool guy. Anderson and Caruso don't know anything. No one can connect the accidents to us. Quit worrying. No one can touch us. See you tomorrow. Caper.
That's it,
shouts Trish.
We've got them.
She prints the message and puts it in her school bag.
Tomorrow afternoon, we can go and see Mr. Stockton and tell him everything we know.
But we still don't know exactly what Eric and Pat did, or who helped them,
says Ricky.
You're right, but Mr. Stockton can investigate that,
says Stacy.
We don't want any more trouble.
The next morning, Tony and Ricky are in the computer room at school working on a maths problem. Suddenly, Pat, Kyle, and Eric come into the room. They close the door, and Kyle puts a chair in front of it so no one can come in. Tony is nervous.
What do you want, Pat?
He asks.
Don't move, Caruso,
says Eric sharply.
Sit down, now. You think you're really smart, you two, don't you? Well, we're on to you,
says Pat.
I don't know what you're talking about,
replies Ricky defiantly.
Now, Anderson, that's not very honest for a good little boy scout like you,
sneers Eric.
Yeah, a boy that's always top of the class and sucks up to Coach Bergman to get onto the team,
adds Pat. Eric shows them a print out of their email with the false username.
Kyle was at my house yesterday when I got this. He went to play billiards with Pat. He asked Pat about his new username, but Pat didn't know anything.
Tony and Ricky say nothing. They feel scared.
I suppose now you want to go blab to old Stockton, eh, Anderson? Well, we're going to teach you a lesson. You have to understand we mean business.
Ricky stands up, but Eric steps forward and pushes him to the ground. He's very angry. Ricky tries to get up, but Eric pushes him again. He pulls Ricky's hair and lifts his arm to punch him.
Get off the basketball team, Anderson. I'm going to fix you.
Tony tries to catch Eric's arm, but Kyle and Pat hold him back.
Eric, don't!
He shouts.
That's not the way! Don't make any more trouble!
Shut up, Caruso. You're next,
shouts Eric.